One tool we need today as believers is the gift of discernment. I was with Scripture Union for the past few days, and I talked to them concerning this discerning spirit, and it happened not to be recorded. So I said, let me, since we're on record now, let me talk about this. Among the nine gifts of the spirit that Paul mentioned to the church in Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 12, right? 1 Corinthians 12. For all the nine gifts of the Spirit, Paul talked about the gift of working of miracles, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of word of wisdom, the gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Then he also talked about the gift of discerning of spirits. Among all these gifts, I can tell you the one that is most needed for the believer today is the gift of discerning of spirits. You see what they call discernment. If you lack discernment in these times we are in, you will fall into a ditch and you may be consumed. The gift of discernment. The gift of discernment, ability to know good from evil. When Jesus said in the last days, listen, there was something Jesus said in the last days. He said in the last days, false Christ will appear and will deceive many. You see, false Christ will appear and their motive is to deceive many. So if false Christ will appear, false prophets appear, what will it take for a man to be able to differentiate the real Christ from the false Christ? A particular man of God gave a testimony that in the 1970s, Jesus appeared to him. When Jesus appeared to him in that vision, Jesus did his hand like this. Another entity appeared and looked like Jesus. The same figure, the same hairstyle, everything same. And the Lord asked him, can you differentiate between us? And he could not differentiate. So how could the man have differentiated between the false Christ and the real Christ? How could the man have differentiated? When the damsel with the spirit of divination came to Saul, to Paul, and said, we know you. These are the servants of God sent to bring us the word of salvation. The Bible said, and the damsel did these many things in Acts 17, right? How did Paul get to realize that that girl was not speaking by the spirit of Christ? But that prophecy was true. These are the servants of God sent to bring us the word of salvation. How did Paul know that this girl is not speaking by the Spirit of God? That's where the need for discerning of spirit comes. If the spirit of discernment comes upon you, you will not be tossed to and fro, and you will not be easily manipulated. Jesus saying, first Christ shall appear. You know, for those of you that have journeyed through the book of Revelation, if you've journeyed through the book of Revelation, you know there are two different people that rode on the white horse. The first that came on the white horse is the Antichrist. And the second that came was the Christ. So the Antichrist knows that the Christ will come in a white horse. So he came on a white horse, dressed like the Christ, arrayed like him. So the people will want to worship him like the Christ. Even the Jews will go after him. Many Jews will go after the Antichrist before he starts showing them his true color. Many believers in that age will follow the Antichrist and worship him and say, this is the Messiah. There's something they call the Matria in Hindu. Both Hindus, Buddhists, they are waiting for the Matria to come. The Jews, they are waiting for the Messiah to come. Christians, they are waiting for the Christ to come. All major religions, they are waiting for one entity, for his coming, and they believe the same pattern, the same operation. But believers believe that the Christ is to come. The Jews believe that the Messiah is to come. Hindus, Buddhists, they also believe that the particular one is coming, that is the Messiah. So what I'm saying in essence is that how can you as a believer be able to differentiate the Christ, the real Christ, from the false Christ? How can you as a believer be able to differentiate operations of familiar spirits from the operations of the blessed Holy Spirit? How can you differentiate? Many people lack the spirit of discernment. And if you lack the spirit of discernment, it's not that that loves to go to ministries, number one, you'll be a victim of false prophets. Many false prophets. You'll be a victim of many of them. My sister shared a story with me one day because I saw a particular prophet in Port Harcourt and I knew he was false by his operations. So I told my sister to beware of this guy. My sister testified about her friend that went to visit the prophet. And in his office, he told the girl, come, let me anoint you for success. When she came inside his office, he did a charm, but he didn't know the thing didn't get to the girl. They told her to open her legs. He has to anoint her vagina. That there are some familiar spirits, spirit husband that come through her vagina. So he needs to anoint it so that they will not be able to have access. The girl said she ran away from the office and the man pursued her. After that, she stopped going. Now, she actually had an encounter, an experience that revealed that this person is. But if she had the gift of discernment before that time, she would have known. There are many of these guys that are stolen the destiny of many young by virtue of laying on of hands on your forehead. When they lay hands, they collect and they deposit. Those guys lay hand on you as they are serial fornicators. Before you know, you stay like this, your body temperature will be changed. You'll be looking for a man that will service you. Body temperature will change. You that was walking in righteousness, but you didn't know that somebody laid hands on you. Somebody that has a strange spirit. That has a strange spirit. Jesus said the flesh profited nothing in John chapter 6. It is a spirit that quickeneth. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This thing we do that is called ministry is spiritual. Spiritual. If you're under the aegis or the auspices of a strange spirit, where a prophet or whatsoever he may be is ministering, you're under his covering, you'll be under the covering of that very spirit. Under the covering of that very spirit. In times like this, you need discernment. The spirit of discernment. The spirit of discernment. If you read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, you see very clearly, he said that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the bone and the marrow. The word of God is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now, the word of God has the ability to separate the soul and the spirit. I hope you know that a day is coming when the soul will be separated from the spirit. Many of you don't yet know the difference between the soul and the spirit. The spirit, according to Ecclesiastes, is the one that will return to God. The soul is the one that will go for judgment. If I'm speaking here, nobody, I've said it here before, nobody will say, I'm going for evangelism, I'm going to win spirits. Nobody will say that. He will say, I'm going to win souls. 3,000 souls was added to the church, not 3,000 spirits. The spirit inside of you is the breath from God, from his nostrils that came when God breathed upon Adam. Adam became a living soul. That living there is a spirit. So at the death of the man, the spirit returns to God. That's breath. Then the soul is that one that has the entirety of the man, the seat of emotions, the intellect, the feeling, the everything. That one that is the conscious being, that one goes. You see, when you have problem or when you see somebody and your spirit does not match with the person, you have not talked to the person before, you know that your spirit does not match with the person. Your spirit hinders, just tries to shift away from the person. You have not known the person. It's actually your spirit. Is actually a spirit that has seen ahead, because that one is ageless. It's actually the spirit. It's a spirit nudging. So what am I saying in essence? The spirit of discernment is needed for this day, especially as a young person. You need the spirit of discernment in your work with God. If you don't have the spirit of discernment, you will enter many errors. You will enter many errors. Many errors. Many errors. Many errors. The gift of discerning of spirit is a very mature. It's a very mature gift. It's a gift that when it comes upon you, you begin to operate at an advanced level of foresight. Now look at this. I quoted Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, talking about the word of God and its ability to separate the soul and the spirit. Because on that day when the Lord will speak, the soul separates from the spirit. Why? The body is already been fed by maggots. That's by the way. Now, The word of God, apart from being a double-edged sword, the word of God is also a tool for quickening and sharpening your discernment. You see, your discernment level will be at a very low pace if you lack the word of God. Can you join with me in Hebrews chapter 5? Let me show you something. There's Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 5. I'd like you to join in with me, please. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. Someone with a mic just supposed to read. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. I'd like to show you one thing the word of God can do for you when it touches the discerning of spirit.
Amen. For strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Yes. Strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by their senses have been able to discern good from evil. Those who by the use of their spiritual senses, yes, what they call spiritual sense, it's not natural. Now, for that spiritual sense, grows to a higher level as a result of your giving yourself to the word of God. Strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, who by reason of the use of strong meat of the word of God. By strong meat, what do I mean strong meat of the word of God? Like, you see, you people come now and I begin to dance around for 1 hour. I tell you how that you make progress, and I tell you how that you get A in all your results, and I tell you how that, okay, and I even tell some of you to bring your phones, and we bless them for divine connection. And at the end of the day, all of you go, you didn't hear message, you didn't hear strong meat, you didn't see strong meat. You know what? You continually become a babe. And as a result of being a babe, you will not be able to grow deeply into spiritual things. Are you getting me? So strong meat belongs to them who by the use of this have their senses exercised. As many truths of the word of God are presented to you, your senses will be getting exercised. Your senses will be getting exercised, and you'll be growing into higher dimensions of spiritual maturity. To the extent that a time may come, and a time will never come, that a time may come for not me, that someone may just tell you that this is the way. This is the way. And you will know that the Bible has said that is not the way. And you will not follow that way, because even though you honor the person, even though the person is a revered preacher, even though the person has been skilled with the word of God, but you, as a result of the exercise of the spiritual senses, have known that this is not it. For example, one of our most beloved evangelists whom I followed for many years, and I love his ministry, and he has actually preached Christ. There is no preacher around this location that has actually presented Christ more than this man has presented Christ. But he got to an age of his life, after preaching the gospel for more than 70 years, he got to an age of his life that in Larry King's show, he was called in an interview, and they asked him, "Sir, without Jesus, will good people go to hell? Without Jesus, will good Hindus go to hell? Without Jesus, will good Muslims go to hell? Without Jesus, will good philosophers go to hell? As long as they are good." And the man rose up and said, "Yes, they will." The man rose up and said, "No, they will not go to hell. They will make heaven because they were good. That the Lord knows how to save people." But now that was to undo a major percent of what he has emphasized all the days of his ministry. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Jesus is the only door. In John chapter 1 John chapter 2, you see him very clearly declaring, and in 1 John chapter 3, he declared himself to be the eternal life. "And whosoever has not the Son of God has not eternal life abiding." Jesus is the embodiment of eternal life. So if you don't have him, there is no chance of you having eternal life. In heaven, the Bible said books were open, and another book was open. Listen, there are books and there is another book. Books were open and another book was open, which is called the book of life. There are what they call the book of works. People that have good works on earth, people that gave their money to the poor, people that went to charity homes, fed them less privileged, did many manner of good things, they will have their names in the book of works. But there is another book, which is called the book of life. And the Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast," not into hell this time, "was cast into the lake of fire." Because hell itself has a destiny, and the destiny of hell is the lake of fire. Hell is not the end for sinners, it's the lake of fire. and hell and death was cast into the. I told you some time ago that Satan is not the last enemy of believer. The last enemy of believer is death. Is death. Death and hell will be cast the same day into the lake of fire, where Satan has already gone there ahead of time. The Bible says this is the second day. Now, what am I saying in essence? The good works is not enough for the salvation of man. If the man has not received Jesus, Jesus is the only route to eternal life. So, no matter how much I've revered the ministry of that man, the time he began to emphasize, to disemphasize his emphasis for many years, I knew that another spirit is in operation. Because the Bible said, I give you to understand that no man spirit, speaking by the Spirit of God, called Jesus Christ, and no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. So when that man said that statement, I knew that it is not by the Holy Spirit. You know, some of you can be too emotional and say, yes, other people that are good from other religion will make them. You are deceiving yourself. Why are you deceiving yourself? There is a mandate that has been given to you, and the mandate is go and preach this gospel to every creature, as many as believe, and about the sharpest. To anyone that does not believe, John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. So, in other words, whosoever does not believe will happen. What will happen? The person will perish. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life. So, in essence, by the reason of your exercising through the word of God, you find out that you grow in higher realms of discernment. So you are able to differentiate good from evil. Whether the preacher comes and even when the preacher is preaching, you know this thing they call critical spirit. Critical spirit is not bad. There's what they call constructive criticism, and there's what they call destructive criticism. Paul opened up his work to be criticized, and the Bereans will come to Paul and say, Paul, this one you said is not so. Look at scriptures. Look at, and Paul will join in, and they will establish that which is scripture. And Paul was okay with it. So they were constructively critical. So when this preacher is preaching, you are actually checking whether this is according to the word of God. It's very healthy. Are you getting me? That which is the word of God you receive, that which is not the word of God, you keep it aside. You don't swallow everything. You don't swallow everything. I remember let me not go there. Let me not go there. If not, people will ask me questions. Another time. There are doctrines. That one in Lagos, Fumilayo, Evangelist Fumilayo, that said if you are eating sardine, no heaven. Well, I don't know how many of you have heard of it. Vitamin C has ascorbic acid. Anybody with ascorbic acid will not enter heaven because it's a marine combination. So I know some people that hear this thing. Hey, no wonder. No wonder I don't like vitamin C. Some people say, no wonder you don't like vitamin C. Do you know what I say? If you're using aloe vera, you will go to hell. Hey! Some people say they will cut off everything aloe vera. So they are waiting for the next, not revelation, divination, that will come so that they can be accurate with them. They forgot scriptures. They forgot scriptures. They forgot scriptures. So any wind of doctrine that flies, we will just be carrying you because you don't have balance. A prophet comes to you and tells you that the only way your family will be delivered is that if you bring 5 million. Okay, I went to a hospital in Abuja. In that hospital, I met a doctor. The doctor said to me that he has been treating HIV patients. A popular prophet in Abuja, the most popular false prophet in Abuja, told that his HIV patient to pay 5 million and he will cure him of HIV. The man brought out 5 million, he's a big man. After paying 5 million, the prophet saw that even if he has powers from the underworld, that he could not handle that secret. And he started dribbling the man, but the man has paid 5 million now. So you will stay like this at your level of growth. You believe that you need to pay somebody a particular amount for your deliverance to come. Abba. And you go to some meetings and they say, the Lord wants to cure a case, and the case now in your family, if you can bring 50,000, it will be the order. I'm down. The preacher should just tell us that he has rent to pay, or he should tell us that he has some bills to pay, or he wants to buy a new car. Let's understand. Not
There are 50 people here. God is saying if you bring 50,000, your story will change. Nobody is coming out. Then God is now feeling some and say, okay, if you can make it 30,000, later they make it 10,000. Okay, how many people have 500 here? Come out, come out, come out, come out. And they enter 50 naira. I've seen it before. 50 naira. And you are going out with hope that the case will change. You know, by this, there is a popular prophet they assassinated in Port Harcourt because of this thing. But he went to try it with a high-ranking army officer as well. And they came to look for him. He said, my wife don't pay for deliverance. You never give her deliverance. We'll come. By the time you begin to use the word of God, the strong meat of the word of God, nobody can come and toss you to and fro. There are young girls, I've said it before, young girls that many of them within the church, that a prophet will come or a pastor or an apostle will come and say, yes, he has excess grace. Take them inside the room, fornicate with them, and tell her that grace covers them. This, you know what? That grace covers. That my grace will cover you. What I'm telling is happening even in Uriah. It's happening very well. That my grace covers this sin. Don't worry. God understands. My grace covers it. You know I'm a man of grace. Grace is speaking. And they get foolishly foolish. And some of them will believe that, yes, so this is a revered servant of God. Grace covers him very much. Foolishness in high places. Foolishness in high places. Many young prophets have used to destroy the destiny of many girls in hotel rooms because they saw the fading glory that surrounds them. Carry the girl in their comfort, take her to your hotel room and say, you know now, I've gone deep into God. Forget this one, the first sin. God knows me. There is a level of it in the spirit, and they begin to give you some education to brainwash you. And as a result of the brainwashing, you say, okay, grace covers. Let's journey. But you don't know what grace means. Titus 2:11. It said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should live righteously and soberly in this present world. Grace teaches you to abstain from unrighteousness. A man that is not walking in righteousness is not operating in grace. He's rather walking in disgrace. Grace teaches a man to walk in righteousness. So if what is operational in you does not teach you the way of righteousness, that is not grace at work. If what is working in you does not teach you the way of righteousness, that is not grace. You need to cry for grace. In times like this, you need the spirit of discernment. You need the spirit of discernment. Take the volume a bit down. You need the spirit of discernment. Some of you, it will be in the time you want to marry that you will know that you need discernment. You need discernment. I said it in that scripture in your program. This one that somebody wants to marry and brings four names. Say, daddy, there are four names: you, Emeka, Joshua, Jacob, Johnson. Which of them is God talking to you? Let's know. If you send me those four names, I'll send them back to you. Say, marry all of them. If you send me four names like that, or three, take all of them, marry. Go ahead. Commit polyandry. You know, you call polyandry in India. It's in India that one woman can marry three men. This one is not one man marrying three wives. One woman can marry three men at the same time. Three men will be sharing one woman. Legally married. In India, polyandry, that's what they call it. Somebody want to marry, want to enter a sacred union, a sacred journey, as much as marriages, and you are sending name to one prophet to pray and select the one and peep into the spirit, the one God wants you to marry. And you will not collect the one when he now does tumbo, when he does random picking. So if you look at the second one, thus says the Lord, marry just. You know, many of them will pick a name for you. They always pick a name. Do you know how they pick a name? To save their head. So that you can perceive that they hear from God indeed. And many girls have gone like that to marry, doing guesswork. Because they lack discernment, because they can't hear God by themselves. Because they lack discernment. They cannot be able to differentiate right from wrong.
If you lack the spirit of discernment, your journey will be full of fatalities. Your journey will be full of injuries. Your journey will be full of guessworks. Paul said to the church in Corinthians, know we no man by the flesh. We don't know any man by the flesh. What do I mean by we don't know any man by the flesh? We don't know any man even by gymnastics. Even in the house of God, when the man comes and shakes head like, and does body like this, no, we don't know you like that. Even though the man comes and says he can pray for 5 days stretch, we have not known you yet. No man by the flesh. You know men by the spirit. You know men by the revelation of the Christ. Because if you know men by the flesh, you make mistakes. I was telling them in that program I went yesterday that when I was serving as NCCF president of my local government in Katsina, so when I was to hand over, I had 2 people I was to hand over to. I was asking God which of them. The one I felt I should hand over to, that was a lawyer, that was very sound, his English is good, everything. I wanted to hand, but God said I should wait a little. And the other person I was despising, that I didn't want to hand over to. On the very day the Lord should expose the other guy to me, my eyes opened. The Lord said there was something up. So, but I didn't want to receive what God was saying because I knew the guy by the flesh. Until one day the Spirit journeyed me to the Bethune who was back. And I perceived in their hands marijuana. And then he came out of the Bethune. I said, come, you are drawing weeds there. The guy said, no. I said, calm down. He said, where is the weed? The guy didn't know that we have journeyed there on that valley for many years before we encountered Christ. Didn't know we journeyed on that valley. I said, give me your right hand. Let us write. From the thumb here, the smell does not go unless you use stick to hold it. Where man I perceived it, he could no more deny it. I shook my head. I said, okay, I would have handed over to a weed smoker to become the pastor of Christian Students in the Abba. If the Lord had not exposed that and I had journeyed by the place, I would have made a mistake. What am I saying? In times like this, you need the gift of discernment. You need the spirit of discerning of spirits. There are some that you don't need to check in the realm of the spirit, but by virtue of their fruits, you will know. A particular prophet in Nigeria, very known, I would not mention his name. I was in a mountain some years ago, and I listened to his tape where he said his spiritual father, he disconnected from his spiritual father because his spiritual father was following questionable prophets. The man of God said he disconnected from his spiritual father because his spiritual father was following questionable prophets. So he now went to submit to another father. The same man that said he disconnected because his spiritual father follows questionable prophets is the same one now that is now giving credits, that is now recommending, that is now endorsing false prophets that are known everywhere. So because of that, I said, this guy, the same discernment he claimed to operate with, he has now lost it. And he's now following worse than what his spiritual father was carrying. Because of that, I stopped listening to him. I said, if you've lost discernment, I don't need to listen to you. You are not recommending questionable, you're not recommending mafias, calling mafias servants of God, allowing the body of Christ to follow after mafia, people that do magic on the altar. No. See, the same you that said your spiritual father was following these people, and you cut off, you are not following worse than them. So me that is by the side, I needed to distance myself. If I call the name of the person, you will know, but I will not call. What am I saying in essence? You need the spirit of discernment. And your discernment will grow more if you're giving to prayer and the word of God. If you're giving to prayer alone and you don't have the word of God, your discernment will be very low and shallow. The word of God increases your level of accuracy. I've said it here before and I can say it again. I can tell you how the Antichrist will be. I can tell you how the Antichrist speaks. I can tell you where the Antichrist will be born and where he's from. Not because I've seen him before, but because the scripture has exposed him to me. And the Antichrist that will come, we have no option but to put on that shoe. If the man does not put on that very shoe, he cannot be the Antichrist. Because why? The scriptures must be fulfilled. Everything Jesus did, he did that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Jesus cried out while on the cross and said, I thirst. Not because he was thirsty, but that the scripture should be fulfilled, that he asked for vinegar. Everything he did was according to scriptures. Going to John to be baptized was that all righteousness should be fulfilled. So he said, Lord, I come, it is written of me in the volume of the books to do thy will, O God. He said his close friend betrayed him. The man that ate on the same table with him, and scriptures need to be fulfilled for it to be somebody that eats on the same table with him. And it's not that God pointed that Judas must be the one. No, Judas went to wear that shoe. And it must be one of his closest pals. A man that Jesus will be giving his money to make a financial secretary is a man that is trusted. So Judas was trusted. He was very close. But he had to fulfill scriptures. Scripture just has to be fulfilled. When there are people, when the scripture says there are people that will go to hell, no matter how emotional you are, oh God, please, when you begin to pray, say, Lord, please let no man on earth go to hell, you are wasting prayer. You say, Lord, let no man go to hell again. Let hell be closed. Let hell be closed. That one is wasted. You don't know how to pray. You are praying amiss. Because there are people that will go to hell. The scripture must be fulfilled. There are people that will go to the kingdom. There are people that will enter heaven. It's scriptures must be fulfilled. So you pray according to scriptures. Your discernment level, you need to upgrade it. You need to upgrade it. You need to upgrade your discernment level. You need to upgrade your discernment level. So if they come and speak not according to this word, it's because the truth is not in them. When your discernment level increases, you will be able to differentiate right from wrong. You will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You will not be tossed to and fro. There's a doctrine I heard this morning again that came. Let me not talk that one. Let me not just. But what I'm saying, many things are flying. Many things are flying. But if you are not giving the scripture, you will not be balanced. You will believe everything. You believe everything, and you can easily be deceived. The Lord grant us understanding in Jesus' name. I said, the Lord grant us understanding in Jesus' name. You need discernment level in your doctrinal position, in your choice of career, in your marriage, in your choice of who to worship and who to follow. For you to come to God's kingdom and to believe in Jesus Christ, that shows that you are on gear. Because there are many people that grow up to your age and choose not to believe in Christ. But for you at this level to believe in Christ is a plus. Discernment level is needed for who to follow. There are many young people like you that chose to be atheists. I know one of my classmates in secondary school that is an established law lawyer now. The guy hates God by all means. He's an atheist. Anything God he believes is a fallacy. He says the entity we call God is just a figure that is non-existent. Now, he has come of age. He has the right to believe what he wants to believe. But for you to have believed in Christ, first of all, you are on the path of right discernment. That's the foundational level. So, but you need to grow in that. Grow in your doctrinal position via discernment. You know right doctrine from wrong doctrine. Right doctrine from wrong doctrine. Somebody tells you there is something wrong in your family, bring a ram needs to be sacrificed, and you look, and because you're empty of scriptures, when Jesus said it is finished, what was finished after sacrificing himself? What else needs to be sacrificed? What else? They say bring pigeon. What else needs to be sacrificed? I've told you here before, there are four types of law: dietary law, dietary law, ceremonial law, civil law, and what? Moral law. Out of all the laws, dietary and ceremonial was cut off. Ceremonial has to do with offering blood, offering bulls, rams, anything that has blood. That is done away with. Christ sacrificed himself as an eternal offering to God. So you don't need any blood offering again. They say kill a goat, go and bury. You are entering charismatic witchcraft. You have passed that level. You are not under the bondage of the ceremonial law. You have been redeemed by the blood of Christ, by the precious blood of Christ. So, you don't need to start asking God in prayer, oh Lord, is it true that I should sacrifice? God will not answer that prayer because the scripture settles that matter. There are some things God will not answer for you in prayer. God will refer you, go and read scripture. You are empty of scripture. Have you studied the book of Hebrew? If you study the book of Hebrew, you will understand sacrifices and atonements. You will know that one entered, and he entered forever to become the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the eternal high priest. So anything that deals with sacrifices for sin and all of that has been settled, and he said it is finished, and indeed it's finished. So you don't need to start making oblations or sacrifices for forgiveness of sin. You need to go to the one that actually sacrificed himself. And Peter called it the precious blood of Christ. You need discernment. You need discernment. Now you have discernment in who to worship. Congratulations. You now need discernment in your choice of who to follow. Your choice of who to follow. I was telling someone yesterday about a prophet that I loved many years ago, because the man was preaching holiness. Holiness. And because I love when somebody preaches holiness, righteousness, I love when somebody preaches sincerity in work with God. And I followed him for some time. And all of a sudden he began to bring his doctrine. And I know that this is a wizard. This is the spirit of witchcraft. And Lord, the man opened his mouth and said he was in heaven. And he saw the lamp of God. And the lamp of God sat on his leg. And he went to heaven in a vision, and God called him my Lord. God said, my Lord. And the man said, he's not one. That he is the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah together. So they don't call him my prophet, they call him my prophets. Prophets, one person is called prophets of the Lord, Moses and Elijah. And the man opened his mouth, and all his followers are saying it today, that he's the only voice. No other voice should be heard, only his voice. So every preacher should close down their ministry and go to Kenya and listen to only that man. You don't need Jesus to appear to you and say, my son, I don't know that man. Scripture settles it. For many will come in my name. They will come in my name. How will you know them? The fruit will speak. The fruit. What are the types of fruit I'm talking about? Doctrinal fruit. What is that doctrinal stamp? What is that doctrinal stamp? And he says he's here to fight the Antichrist. He'll be here to battle the Antichrist. He's the one to lead the saints in the war. Are you the Messiah? The one that will fight the Antichrist is the Messiah, when he will come with us in the Armageddon. He's the one that will lead the battle. And you're telling me you will lead the battle. When you grow your level of discernment, you will not be tossed off. And that is where God wants you to come to a dimension of maturity. Because of our time, let's rise up on our feet. You ask God for the spirit of discernment. Because in these last days, false prophets will rise. Many will ascend to deceive many. And if you are not a lover of truth, you will be deceived. If you don't love truth, you will be deceived. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask him for the spirit of discernment. To know right from wrong. Can you talk to him? Can you talk to him? The spirit of discernment. You can't be without discernment in a time like this. Lift up a cry to him. In an age and in a dispensation like this, you cannot be without discernment. You cannot be without discernment. Discernment of spirits. Discernment of spirits. Discernment of spirits. In Jesus' name. Just sit down. Just sit down. For 1 minute. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Jesus knew his assignment on earth. That his assignment is to come and die for the sins of the world and resurrect. And have men ushered into the realm of God. create open heaven, which was not in existence. Now, Peter looked at Jesus. When Jesus said, the Son of Man will soon be taken, Peter looked at Jesus with innocence. I rebuke you, say you will not die. When I'm your car, you will not die. Jesus looked back at Peter. Say, see you, Satan, get behind me. Satan was not physical. Satan could not be seen by the eyes. It was Peter he was looking at. Say, Satan, get behind me. Why did he say, Satan, get behind me? That speech Peter spoke was engineered by his spirit. And that was Satan himself speaking to Peter. Because that was not in the line of his destiny. If you see somebody giving you counsels that is not in line with your destiny, Satan is speaking. You need to rebuke Satan. If not, if you give in to Satan, he will not fulfill your purpose. He said to Peter, Satan, get behind me. He resisted that and he went and died and fulfilled his assignment. So when conversations are coming, you can know the spirit in operation. True word. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So every word comes with a spirit, either of light or of darkness. Two. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So the words of the Christ are life-giving spirit, but the words of the devil, the spirit and death. It communicates death. It destroys. It cuts off. It aborts your ordination. Ezekiel 2:2. He said, as he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. As I'm speaking to you, find out that the spirit of righteousness will be jumping into you. Then when you're under a covering of error, that spirit too will be jumping into you. Words are spiritual. As he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. So the spirit entered me and made me begin to do that thing that was said. Many of you don't understand where I'm journeying from. Words are spiritual. I'd like you to recognize that you need the gift of discernment. For one last time, we'll rise up on our feet again and ask the Lord. Because if you don't have the gift of discernment, you will not know who is speaking. You will not know who is speaking to you. Until you have the spirit of discernment, you will know who is speaking. Jesus discerned rightly and knew it was not Peter. No matter how innocent the statement was, Jesus knew it was Satan speaking. Asking for the spirit of discernment. Talk to him. For the spirit of discernment, we pray, O God. We seek the spirit of discernment. The spirit of discernment. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands. Let I ask you that your children from this day will be full of discernment. Will be able to know right from wrong. Will be able to do that which is just. We'll be able to differentiate error from truth in the name of Jesus. May the spirit of discernment rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your seat in God's presence.
Now you are blessed by this eternal word from God Almighty. For more anointed audio messages from Apostle Christian Woke, visit us at www.gagsermons.com or send us a message on WhatsApp with +234 7032469360. God bless you.